Chicago, the founding engineers built a train called Freedom, and America got on board. But a pocket full of bankers, well, they made that train go track. Now we need a leader who can get us back on course. Run, Ball, he's a driving that freedom train, so climb on board. Well, she may have gone off track, but Ron Paul can bring her back. We're gonna hear that liberty whistle blow once more. A dollar worth its weight in gold will help let freedom ring. And every penny that you make belongs to you. Let's bring our soldiers home and leave the other trains alone. Ron Paul Freedom Train will see us through. Ron Paul, he's a driving that freedom train, so climb on board. Well, she may have gone off track, but Ron Paul can bring her back. We're gonna hear that liberty whistle blow once more.
About freedom, prosperity, and peace. The Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us.
Ron Paul, he's a driving that freedom train, so climb on board. Well, she may have gone off track, but Ron Paul can bring her back. We're gonna hear that liberty whistle blow once more. Ron Paul. Ron Paul. Ron Paul.
Hi, I'm Stephen Vincent, and thank you for joining me for this edition of The Freedom Message. We're pleased today to have, as a special guest, Miss Naomi Wolf, the author of The End of America, Letter to a Young Patriot, Letter of Warning to a Young Patriot, and she'll be joining us in a few minutes. This is a really important interview because it's an example of the freedom message bringing people together. As Dr. Paul has frequently stated, the freedom message brings people together. Miss Wolf is someone who was previously active in the Democratic Party. She was a consultant on the Clinton campaign, the Bill Clinton campaign, and someone very, very much involved in the Clinton administration and the politics around it. And she is someone who has had somewhat of a development politically recently, coming out in favor of the American Freedom Agenda Act, which has been put before Congress by Congressman Paul, so a Republican. So this is certainly a development in her political life, and we're going to be exploring that today with Naomi Wolf. We'll also later in the show have some video for you of Ron Paul on Anderson Cooper. We'll have a new piece of music from Steve Doar called Don't Be a Sheep. And I'll talk to you about the 5th of November, where Ron Paul supporters across the nation and probably across the world will be donating $100 simultaneously on the 5th of November coming up soon. Okay, we're going to have Naomi Wolf on shortly, and before we do that, let me go ahead and play a little bit of Naomi Wolf speaking about the end of America and the coming fascism that she sees in this country. Here comes that clip now.
Who's heard that term in the last 6 years? Right? Right. Now, had you heard that term in the 80s or 90s? I hadn't. What are sleeper cells? Stalin said sleeper cells are capitalist agents, meaning us, capitalist terrorists, who were dressing like Soviet citizens, acting like Soviet citizens, hiding among good Soviet citizens sneakily, waiting for the moment, perhaps for years, when at a signal they would rise up and create anti-Soviet terrorist mayhem. Right? So this was a hyped threat. Didn't exist. It's a narrative that recurs, and what you'll see in you know what I'm sharing with you is that it's almost like someone in the Bush administration has gone back and seen what worked and just basically lifted those images, that language. Homeland, Heimat, right? Embedding of journalists. Goebbels pioneered the embedding of journalists. Leni Riefenstahl was embedded with troops going into Poland. You know, take a look at Mission Accomplished and take a look at the scene in Triumph of the Will where the Führer is descending in a plane and greeted by his uniformed staffers, and he says, you know, we need your support in accomplishing our mission. So many echoes. I mean, I started feeling this feeling of deja vu when I was like, okay, people are burning Dixie Chick CDs. CDs don't burn. You know, they like emit toxic smoke. You know, why is this so familiar? And of course, Goebbels in 1933 staged spontaneous gatherings of students where they burned books. And again, you see these echoes. But so Stalin's was a hyped threat, but Pinochet told Chileans in 1973 about a real threat. There were really armed insurgents, but then he hyped it with fake documents, which is something despots often do. And remember, we saw fake documents when the White House showed the yellow cake documents, that there's a whole book saying everyone's like, no, they're fake. But they said, oh, Iraq is buying uranium from Niger. We can't wait for the smoking gun to come in the form of a mushroom cloud. And so we were duped into invading Iraq. So similarly, Pinochet held up what he called Plan Z, fake documents that purported to show that these armed insurgents were going to blow up all this infrastructure and assassinate all these leaders at once. Fake, but it terrified Chilean citizens so that they didn't fight hard for their democracy when the coup was attempted. The second thing a would-be despot always does is to create a secret prison system where torture takes place that is outside the rule of law. And very often, they will also establish military tribunals that strip prisoners of due process. Again, Lenin was the innovator this time, but Mussolini studied Lenin and developed his system called Confino. Hitler studied Stalin and developed the People's Court system. I beg your pardon, Hitler studied Mussolini with the People's Court system and Stalin studied Hitler. And so what happens when you have a military tribunal system and a secret prison system outside the rule of law where torture takes place is that it starts to put pressure on the rest of civil society. And I'll tell you how. Now, this is really difficult. But this is like, I've started to like offer $50,000 for anyone who can do this, even though I don't happen to have $50,000 handy. But I invite you to name a society that created a secret prison system outside the rule of law where torture takes place that didn't sooner or later turn the abuse against its own citizens. So
there you have a little bit of Naomi Wolf talking about the thesis behind her book, The End of America. And I believe we do have Naomi Wolf on the line now, so we're going to go ahead and go to Naomi. Hi, do we have Naomi on the line? Okay, we're going to get her on the line right now. Hello? 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 Okay, we might be having some kind of a technical difficulty with the phone here. Okay, looks like we lost her on the line, so we're going to go ahead and get her back, and we'll continue from there. Okay, we'll have her back on the line in a couple minutes. We'll just have to give her another call back. So, a little bit about her book. She breaks it down into 10 points that she identifies as things that happen when a country moves from what she terms democracy to a totalitarian or fascist system of government. So I'm told we do have Naomi Wolf back on the line, so let's give this another go. Hello. Hi, do we have Naomi there? Hello. Hi, do we have Naomi there?
Yes, I have her.
Okay. I'm not hearing her right now.
But for some reason, as soon as I stuck you into the system with her, all hell broke loose.
Okay.
Strangest thing, I gotta tell you. So, what I'm gonna do, before we do this again, I'm going to double-check the line here.
Okay. Yeah? Tell you what. Why don't I do this? I'm just going to give her a call. I'm just going to give her a call on my computer phone directly.
Yeah. Right. You know, it seems to be working. I don't see why it's not.
Thanks, Don. Thanks for your help. All right.
Okay. You're going to call her?
I'm just going to give her a call. Thank you.
Okay, Naomi? Yeah. He's going to call you directly. Let's hang up.
Okay. We'll give this another try. Sorry about that, folks. Working with technology, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but sometimes it doesn't cooperate.
Hello.
Hello, Naomi. Thank you so much for your patience.
No problem.
Just working through a few technical glitches here. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Freedom Message. And
hello? No, honey, hang up.
Okay.
Yes, and in the interest of freedom of speech, my 7-year-old just got on the line. He's good. Uh-huh.
That's good. Well, that's live programming. Anything can happen. So we're pleased to have you on the show, and I wanted to discuss, of course, your book, The End of America. It's causing quite a lot of vibe. I know a lot of people that are interested in Ron Paul and the Ron Paul campaign and the legislation that he's promoting have taken note of your book and are interested in it. So why don't you take a few minutes here to outline what your book is about, what inspired it, and break it down for our audience.
Well, I wrote this book because a friend of mine, who's the daughter of Holocaust events, they did this in Germany, and I really thought she was exaggerating. I really thought she was horrible, and being rhetorical. I sort of didn't go there, and finally she sat me down and Iran having no history of attacking the Iran-Iraq war, which lasted forever, but in a in a compact act on dissent, because what happens in society is that there are a handful of very violent retribution against whether I read in the Washington Post that a journalist got tenured because of the FBI's jab act, which has threatened war, that has been named in that, at that point I'm going to stop talking because at that point it risks society going down even with civil society structure intact.
And law just sets that stage tomorrow. Where are they thinking? Indeed. I think the more you look, you know, gosh, I have to conclude that Nancy Pelosi perhaps and this Jane Harmon, they're neocons. They're basically neocons.
They're basically neocons. I don't think that there's any distinction to be made anymore from the Democratic Party and the Republican Party on certain levels, at this level, when you're talking about the chairman of the Homeland Security Department subcommittee in the House of Representatives.
Now, the second part of this bill, which is also quite interesting, at first there's the realm of ideas and starting to define certain thought processes and ideas as illegal or criminal.
The second part establishes a funding mechanism. federal level via the purse strings to involve state and local governments in what appears to be essentially a propaganda effort and also a civic organizational engagement and community outreach.
It says that the federal government can define a population to be at risk for radicalization, and then the federal government can appropriate funds to the state and local level to this kind of civic engagement and outreach. It says that the federal government can define a population to be at risk for radicalization, and therefore they're going to give money to the state, and then enable them to institutions. Well, then have a manipulatory class for college students, you know, how to be a good American citizen, and how to watch out. So basically, brainwashing, and then the snitch network, you know, some kind of
Yeah, all of this, you know. So basically, brainwashing, and then the immediate amount of opponent involved here, where civic engagement seems to imply some kind of street level snitch network, you know, some kind of, that would, again, right out of the Patriot Institute, you're the snitch network, you're the civic engagement seems to imply some kind of street level snitch network, you know, some kind of, that would, again, right out of the Patriot Institute, where they civic engagement seems to imply some kind of street level snitch network, you know, some kind of, that would, again, right out of the Patriot Institute, where they civic engagement seems to imply some kind of street level snitch network, you know, some kind of, that would, again, right out of the Patriot Institute, where they civic engagement seems to imply some kind of street level snitch network, you know, some kind of, that would, again, right out of the Patriot Institute, where they civic engagement seems to imply some kind of street level snitch network, you know, some kind of, that would, again, right out of the Patriot Institute, where they civic engagement seems to imply some kind of street level snitch network, you know, some kind of, that would, again, right out of the Patriot
Is there a gracious way to communicate? Yes, absolutely. Thank you. You can summarize by anything that you'd like to say and allow me to thank you for coming onto the show and ask you that hopefully it won't be the last time. And if you email me and get me your email address, I'd like to keep you on the mailing list for the show and keep you in touch with the information that comes up as it comes out.
And I can give you my email. My email is freedommessage@sbcglobal.net.
Freedom message at sbcglobal.net. My website is www.ronpaulfreedommessage.com.
And you can keep in touch with me.
Thank you. I think we really need an alliance. What we really need is an alliance. As far as organizations, confront these confusing users still can. And I just want to thank you for your community's dedication to the rule of law, and especially to be hopeful of